Hello and welcome to the new season of Academy Watch. I'm your host, Bo Nicholson. This is where we predict the Oscars, and we also do some deep dives into some of the awards-relevant films from this season. Today I'm going to continue my tradition of giving way, 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 way too early predictions for the Oscars. We've had a decent strike rate in recent years, particularly because of Everything Everywhere All at Once and Oppenheimer being obvious frontrunners in their respective years, and they did indeed turn out to be juggernauts. This time last year, Anora was one of the frontrunners until it wasn't, and then it was again. And then, of course, a few years ago, Coda came out of absolutely nowhere, the fringes of getting Best Picture nominated to win Best Picture. So sometimes it's hard to tell at this time of the season, so take all of the following with a grain of salt. It's more of a guide to the overall season. Now, with all those caveats out of the way, with all said and done so far this year, this does look like the year of one battle after another. Paul Thomas Anderson's new film, which is being hailed as not just a great movie, but a wonderful achievement that may stand the test of time. Hyperbole? Maybe, but it is poised to be the juggernaut of the season if the early trends are to be believed. At the time of recording, which is the 4th of December, it has won Best Film at the Gothams, Best Film at the New York Film Critics Circle, featured in the top 10 films at Atlanta Film Critics Circle, and won Best Film at the National Board of Review. These awards don't have a lot of crossover with Oscar voters, but winning the first four precursors of a season is quite something, and I'm not willing to ignore it. It's not a lock yet, but it is certainly the front runner. In fact, we can expect one battle after another to be strong in multiple categories on Oscar night, with Paul Thomas Anderson favoured to finally win Best Director at the Oscars after a stellar career so far. Leonardo DiCaprio is in the mix for Best Actor, newcomer Chase Infinity is a chance to sneak a nomination in Best Actress, and Teyana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio Del Toro are all real chances to win in supporting categories. PTA himself might also enjoy some success in Best Adapted Screenplay. Below the line, we can expect a challenge for an Oscar in Best Casting, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, Best Original Score, and maybe Best Sound. Nominations in all of those categories puts the film in the strongest possible position to take home Best Picture at the end of the ceremony. Other films that will be a great chance in a bunch of categories, and maybe even Best Picture, include the early season favourite Sinners, the Palme d'Or winning It Was Just an Accident, Joachim Trier's Sentimental Value, Marty Supreme featuring a highly regarded Timothée Chalamet performance, and Hamnet, the latest film from Chloe Zhao. Sinners is a threat in Best Original Screenplay, Best Casting, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, Best Original Score, Best Original Song, and Best Sound, and is a fantastic movie. It Was Just an Accident is an interesting one, made by Iranian filmmaker Jafar Panahi, who has spent much of the past two decades either imprisoned or making films in secret as he was barred from doing so by law. Now, it has been picked up by France for Best International Feature and is obviously a threat in that category after winning at Cannes. I wonder if narrative is also going to help Panahi with this one. The same night he was attending the Gothams in America just two nights ago, he was being sentenced to imprisonment back in Iran, which he has stated he intends to serve on his return. His film is heavily political and anti-regime in Iran, and his real-life imprisonments could serve to give him a profile boost and sway some voters. This makes not just the film, but also Panahi a threat, particularly in Best Director and Best Original Screenplay. I don't expect a Best Picture win, but I feel pretty confident in predicting a nomination in that category, so watch this space. Another international feature, Sentimental Value, has felt like a main player since it was announced, and going on to win the Grand Prix at Cannes, which is the second prize, as well as near universal acclaim for the film, has seen it strengthen in that category, but also it seems assured of a Best Picture nomination. Renata Reinsvej is a chance in Best Actress, and Stellan Skarsgård is a frontrunner in Best Supporting Actor. I'd also expect nominations in Supporting Actress for Inga Ibsdotter Lilius and for Best Original Screenplay and maybe Best Director, depending on how the momentum goes throughout the season. Mardi Supreme is built around Timothée Chalamet, who is currently the frontrunner for Best Actor, and that alone is enough to have me keeping an eye on Mardi Supreme as a mid-pack chance for Best Picture. But keep an eye out for nominations in Director and Screenplay as well. Hamnet is probably the main contender for Best Picture if one battle after another is not the juggernaut I think it might be. Jessie Buckley is the frontrunner in Best Actress, and she has a genuine chance of sweeping the major awards throughout the season. We can also expect to see nominations for Paul Mescal in Supporting Actor and Chloe Zhao in Director and Adapted Screenplay. Every kid's favourite movie this year, K-pop Demon Hunters, is looking likely to win Best Original Song for their earworm Golden, while it also has a great chance of winning Best Animated Feature. Best Documentary Feature feels less certain at this stage, but The Perfect Neighbor, 2000 Meters to Andreevka, Put Your Soul on Your Hand and Walk, and The Alabama Solution are poised to be contenders in that category. A lot of people seem to be enjoying Guillermo del Toro's adaptation of Frankenstein on Netflix, and I'm pleased to confirm that it's looking good for a Best Picture nomination. It feels like a good chance in multiple technical categories like costume design, makeup and hairstyling, production design, and maybe even sound and visual effects as well. And yes, Jacob Elordi is a chance in Supporting Actor, but he feels in that 5th, 6th or 7th slot at the moment and will need a momentum boost to secure a nomination. You'll notice I haven't mentioned the Wicked for Good in the room, and that's because I don't really like its chances, to be honest. It certainly feels weaker as a film than the first one, in my personal opinion, but also its Oscar chances are weaker as well. I expect it to be a frontrunner in costume design again, and Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande both should secure nominations, with Grande feeling a lot more secure again. It won production design last season, and that might be a factor again this year. And Best Original Song is a category they deliberately shoehorned two original songs into the film for, so I'd expect a nomination for Grande's song Girl in the Bubble, which is the better of the two songs. And that'll do for my way, 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 way too early predictions. Thanks for listening as always, and make sure you're subscribed to Academy Watch so you can hear the latest news and predictions this award season, as well as some deep dives into some of the films. Bye for now.